In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We are continuing with the New Era, Volume 15, April 14th, 1923, and we are on the final paragraph. And we've been talking about the Our Father, how Jesus formed the Our Father and gave it to his apostles so that every Christian would pray, may your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. So Jesus says this, in this seed, in this hope that my holy divine will be done on earth as it is in heaven, the very saints have formed their sanctity. The martyrs have shed their blood. There is no good which is not derived from this seed, from this prayer. So the whole church prays. And just as the tears, the penances, and the prayers to obtain the Messiah were directed towards that excelling virgin, Mary, whom I was to dispose in order to centralize a great good in her so that they may receive their Savior, even though they did not know the Blessed Mother, who the Blessed Mother would be, in the same way. Now, this is very, very important. This is a great blessing for us to know. In the same way, now, when the church recites the Our Father, it is precisely for you, Louisa, that the church prays. Now, for some people, that's going to be hard to understand. But listen to what Jesus says. He always explains when he says something. He says, so that I, Jesus, may centralize in you, Louisa, all the goods that my holy divine will contains. In this book of heaven, he says, it contains the way and the how the divine will may have life on earth as it does in heaven. So he says, you are the firstborn, Louisa, to live in the divine will. Next to my mother, next to me, the new Adam and the new Eve, Jesus and Mary. You are the firstborn. You are the newborn of the divine will. This is why Jesus gives her this title. Even on her tombstone, it says, Louisa Picaretta, the little daughter of the divine will. Our Lady is mother and queen. Jesus is King of kings and Lord of lords. Louisa is the little newborn. And when people say, you're comparing Louisa to the Blessed Mother, no, no, not at all. Mary is queen and mother. Louisa is the little daughter, but she is the firstborn of this gift. A lot of people say, well, a lot of people lived in the divine will. That's false. Adam lived in the divine will. Jesus lived in the divine will. Mary lived in the divine will. And now Louisa lives in the divine will. To live in the divine will means to share in divinity. The fullness of it is to be in God's image and likeness. That day is coming. That day is going to happen. Jesus is offering us this book of heaven. Louisa studied it. Louisa learned every word that Jesus taught. When I was in the secret archives of the Vatican, I saw her thumbprints on the pages. She pressed so hard on the page that her thumbprints were on her pages. She studied this. She learned it. She didn't read it once. She read it over and over and over again as Archbishop Piceri said, 70 years she studied this. And now Jesus is offering this book to us. If we study this, if we make this our life, our doctorate, if you want to say, Jesus will say, how much do you want it? 30, 60, 100 fold. How much do you want this? So Jesus says, when the church prays the Our Father, it is precisely for you, Louisa, that the church prays. And that I may centralize in you, Louisa, all the goods that my holy divine will contains. When you read the book of heaven, you're going to know the way and the how the divine will may have life on earth as it does in heaven. And even though you are not known, by echoing my prayer, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, the church prays to me, Jesus, presses me, Jesus, to centralize all this good in a second virgin, Louisa Picaretta. So that, like a second savior, Louisa may save unsafe humanity. Do you see what Jesus is doing? He's saying, Our Lady, co-redeem with Christ to bring redemption to the earth, a man and a woman. And it's the same thing now. Jesus and Louisa are like a second savior. She's going to save unsafe humanity. And making use of my inseparable love and divine mercy, I, Jesus, may answer my own prayer. United to that of the whole Catholic Church, making man come back to his origin, come back to the purpose for which I, God, created him. That is, Jesus says, that my holy divine will be done on earth exactly the way it's done in heaven. The kingdom's coming. No eye has seen, no ear has heard what is coming upon mankind. A new beginning for mankind is happening. And our God is asking us, he's pleading with us, would you be willing to say fiat to this? Fiat is yes. When the incarnation took place, how did it happen? Our Lady said, fiat mihi, let it be done to me as you say. What Jesus taught Louisa is to say, may your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. This dust, this earth, the kingdom of God is within you, Jesus says. So our Lord is asking us, are you willing to begin to live this new era? Are you willing to be peaceful, joyful, and happy? That's heaven. Don't look at the past. Go to confession. Forget about the past. Live in the now of God. The future is the future. The past is the past. We are called to live in the now of God, peaceful, joyful, and happy. Our Lord loves us very, very much. And he says very, very clearly, this is precisely living in my divine will, and everything that I, Jesus, keep manifesting to you, Louisa, pushes you to this. Confirms you in this. So as you read, you want to read more. As you read, you want to confirm more. Yes, I want this. Yes, I want to possess this. This is a great gift. This is the gift of gifts, the prodigy of prodigies. Jesus is asking us, pleading with us, to begin to live this abundant life. He's chosen us to be alive at this time. He has predestined us to live at this time. And as Saint Joan of Arc said, I was born for this time. We have the book of heaven. Jesus has given us the book of heaven. Read it, study it, put this into practice. Pray the Our Father with total confidence. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So Jesus says, when Jesus keeps on manifesting to us, pushes us, confirms this kingdom of God within us, first with Louisa, this is the great foundation that I, God, keep forming in your soul. In order to do this, I keep centralizing in you, Louisa, all the graces, past, present, and future, which I have given to all human generations. Where is it found? It's found in little Louisa. Even what does Louisa possess? She possesses the true life of Jesus, the true life of Jesus and Mary. This is what Louisa possesses. This is our life of the new Adam, of the new Eve, found in Louisa. This is sharing in divinity, which the priest puts, when he puts a drop of water into the chalice every day, may we share in the divinity of Christ. So he says, I, God, keep centralizing in you, Louisa, all the graces, past, present, and future, which I have given to all generations, past, present, and future. Even more, I double them. I multiply them because since my divine will is the greatest, is the holiest, is the most noble thing, which has no beginning and no end, in order to place it in one creature, Louisa Picaretta, it is right and decorous that I, God, centralize in Louisa all possible goods, all innumerable graces, divine purity, divine nobility, so that this divine will of mine may have the same cortege as it does in heaven. It's through this one. Little one, little daughter of the divine will. It is the same divine will that operated in redemption that wanted to make use of the Virgin Mary. What a portent of prodigies of graces did I not work in the Blessed Virgin Mary? My divine will is great, Jesus says. My divine will contains all goods of God in operating. It acts with magnanimity. And if it is about doing works and doing good for all humanity, then, only then does it put all of its works at stake. This is the beginning of the new era. How much joy, how much happiness do we have within us, knowing what Jesus just told us about Louisa? Father Bucci said, what's coming is going to be difficult. He says, but if you have a picture of Louisa in your door and your window, no harm can come to you. The demons will see her and run. Why? She possesses the true life of Jesus and the true life of Mary. The new Adam and the new Eve. She possesses what Adam lost. He is defeated. He is crushed. Lucifer is gone. Why? The kingdom is coming. The kingdom is here. It's begun. His time is over. God has got great, great plans. And he's asking us, he's pleading with us to begin to live this abundant life, to begin to live the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve found in the newborn, Luisa Picaretta. Great things are coming. So let's end with a prayer. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Luisa, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.